2 weeks ago, the readings for Mass kind of gave way to the idea of holy orders, and so I preached on the priesthood and about vocations to holy orders. Last week, the church celebrated the Feast of the Presentation, and on that day, as I mentioned, Blessed John Paul II had offered that day to the church as a day of prayer for vocations to consecrated life. And following that, Pope John Paul also made this weekend a World Day of Prayer for marriage, those who are aspiring to or are in the sacrament of holy orders. The readings for this weekend don't say a whole lot about marriage per se, as other things do. It doesn't mention marriage in particular, but it does mention something that is very, very much a part of what marriage is all about. And for us to understand the mystery or the purpose of the marriage between a man and a woman, we also have to understand the unity that is found in God and the marriage of God with his people. We know that God is a Trinity, a unity of persons made one by complete self-giving love. And so it is with us in God, that God gives himself to us as our God. He calls us to live with him as his people, and we become one with him. To use that marriage terminology, Jesus himself calls himself the bridegroom of the church. And we see that throughout the New Testament, that he is the groom, the church is the bride, and just as he is the head and we are the body, we come together as one. It's that union. And one is reflected in the other. That Christ takes upon himself our humanity. He becomes like us in everything but sin, so that you and I and our humanity could be like Christ in every way, to be sinless and to be holy. One is reflected in the other. We see that in spouses every day. You see a person, who's that? Oh, that's so-and-so's wife or so-and-so's husband. Your spouse is seen through you, for good or for bad. And we see that happening in the world, in how people perceive God. It isn't that everybody in the world is always anti-God, anti-faith, or anti-Christ. Oftentimes it's because of how God is seen, how Christ is heard through us, his spouse. One is reflected in the other. Christ sometimes is there in us as a light to all nations, a light to the world, but oftentimes he's hidden. He's hidden on account of our weaknesses, our sins, or worst yet, our hypocrisy. When we say that we love God, we have to mean it. And it can't be in the flippant way that we say that we love so many other things. You hear it all the time. People say, well, I love cheese, okay? Or I love this, or I love that. We use that word love in a very superficial way. We don't really love those things because those things can't love us back. We cannot establish a bonding relationship with these things. What we mean is, I like this movie. I like this particular place. I like that house. I have an appreciation for it. I'm okay with it. We can't use that same kind of term with God. Yeah, I'm okay that God's there, and then be done with it. Oftentimes, the same thing is said about religious leaders. It's happening now. Everybody loves Pope Francis. Oh, we love this man. We love this man. We love this man. Great. But nobody listens to him. They hear what he has to say, but they don't put it into practice. This isn't new. The same thing with Pope John Paul. But many times it's the same thing with us and God. We like God because he's good to us. Sometimes we don't like God when bad things happen. We don't think about God when we can do things for ourselves, on and on and on and on. So the question is, do we really love God? Just like your spouse. Do you really love your spouse? And how do you know? How do you know if the love is real? How do you know if the love is genuine? You respect that person. That's how you know that the love is genuine. There's a respect that's there. And how do you know that you respect someone? You listen to them. You listen to them. And you hear them. You understand them. God loves us. God respects us. That's why he gave us a free will. He doesn't try to control us. He allows us to make choices. But he does that out of love and out of respect. When you pray to God, he listens to you. And he hears. He will answer. But we think that he doesn't answer us in the way that we are expecting to be answered. Why? Because our love is not genuine. We don't really respect God. We might like him, but do we respect him? Many times, no. And how do I know? Because of what we say. Oh, I go to Mass, I go to Mass, I go to Mass, I go to Mass. I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray. I talk to God all the time. That's wonderful. But do you listen? Many times we don't. We don't listen because I think sometimes we're afraid of what we might hear. We're afraid of what he might ask of us. We're afraid of changing, but we must. The just man, the righteous man, the righteous woman, the one who is truly in love with God, the one who respects God, the one who listens to God, allows God to work in and through that person. Christ, the spouse of the soul, will be reflected in the spouse. Christ, our groom, will be reflected in us, his bride, if we love him, if we respect him, if we listen to him. May our lives be such that Christ, who is the light, can shine through us, through our darkness, as we listen to him and respond in love.